Welcome to the Pirates Overboard podcast. I'm your host, Justin Ostwick, joined alongside Jonathan Luters. We got to sit down with Neef Campbell and Einab Plana Ventosa of the Seton Hall women's tennis team as they previewed the 2024 Women's Big East tournament out in South Carolina, starting tomorrow as they're slated to play the Villanova Wildcats at 9 a.m. We got to sit down and talk to them about their excitement for the tournament and had a lot of laughs along the way. So sit back and relax as we preview the 2024 Women's Big East Tennis Tournament. And welcome back, Einab Plana Ventosa. And welcome, newcomer to the show, Neef Campbell. Both part of the women's tennis team here as they get set for the Big East Tournament. It starts on Thursday. So, first things first, how are we doing on this Monday afternoon?
It's been a busy week and it's just Monday. So, great.
Neef, how about yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Feeling about the same.
So, how are we feeling going into the tournament? I'll start with you, Ina. It's Monday before the tournament. You've been here a couple times before, only a couple.
Yeah.
Well, how are we feeling going into this one?
It feels different, honestly, because it's like new coach, new team. I think the team is overall more excited than like past years. So definitely, I think we have better chances, so we'll see.
And Neef, this being your first ever Big East, what are some of those feelings that you're having right now as you get set for your first ever Big East championship?
I think mainly for me, it's more excitement. You know, a lot of people, when they go into situations like this, you know, the unknown, it can be nervous. And don't get me wrong, like, there are nerves. You have no idea what you're expecting. But I think just the excitement levels to be able to go have one more tournament with this team, be able to experience what they've told us about Big East so far. It's just something that I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, amazing. So just to show off some stats for both of you, right now, this year, I know you're 13-6 in singles, 12-3 this spring, and with a 3-3 record this Big East play period. With Neef in your first season with doubles, 12-11, 9-10 this spring. I want to start with you, Neef, here. Gotten to play doubles this year with Imogen. What is that experience in, like, both of you being freshmen and playing doubles together?
Yeah, I mean, I actually haven't had another doubles partner this year. So we started together, first tournament in full. That was the Fordham Invitational that we played in, I think back in September, to be honest. So I've actually never had a consistent doubles partner while I've played. I've always kind of mixed around, like, jumping tournament to tournament, just figuring out who's there, who can play, who wants to do doubles. But it's been really nice to have a consistent doubles partner, and me and Emmy just over the year have been able to figure out what things work for us, how to get the best out of each other's games. And so just to be able to have the opportunity to play all of those sets, all of those matches together where we can keep working has been great. And knowing that we have another 3 years to do that just gives, you know, me a lot of hope and a lot of excitement to see what else we can do in doubles.
Yeah, we can't wait to see. So, Ina, what are some of the things that you're focusing on during singles match play leading up to the Big East tournament for you?
I think this year has been different since I don't have any sort of pressure. I haven't added any sort of pressure to myself. So I think I just go to the court and I try to enjoy since it's my last competitive tennis matches. And yeah, all I've been focusing is just like, let's just go there, have fun and win. Mm-hmm. So that's basically what I've been doing, and that's what I'm going to try to do for my last Big East match, my last, like, ever match, tennis match. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
You get to join me on the bench with the old people.
Yeah.
And then we're just waiting for you, buddy.
Yeah. Retirement season.
He's got, like, another month and a half to go still.
I know. I'm going to try to do as best I can. But I want to ask on a serious note, so – What have you seen in, I guess, this year? You have a lot of, like, older players like Ina, and seeing her game and seeing, I guess, other players, their game being a little older, has that impacted your game in the way that you played here at Seton Hall, like, before Seton Hall?
Oh, absolutely. I think that one of the things with tennis when you're in the juniors is that you're always stuck with the same people who are the same age as you. You mm-hmm. never really get to see anybody who's, you know, at a higher level than you, no one that's older. You're always kind of stuck in this bubble. Mm-hmm. And so this has really been the first time that I've ever seen people play, been able to play alongside people who are so much older than me and have that experience, like you said. And so, like, we had Olivia at the start of the season. Unfortunately, she got injured, but, like, she's a great person to watch. And Emily's also been a really great leader on the team as well. And then, I mean, one thing with Ina is that we have very similar games. Nice. And so, you know, just being able to, like, see kind of the changes that she's made throughout the year to help her, and just talking to her off the court as well has been able to help me, because I can kind of see where my future game can go, and that's sure. something that I've never really had before, so it's been really great.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yeah,
for sure. And we're working with one less mic, but that's okay. We make do with what we have here on the Pirates of Report podcast. So, Ina, I want to go back to you really quick. Now, this is not the first time you've gotten to play in Case, South Carolina, right? Mm-hmm. What is that atmosphere like for the Big East tournament, women's tennis tournament, down there in South Carolina?
It's definitely strange, because why would the Big East tournament being in South Carolina?
That's fair.
That's
yeah.
That's the first point. But second of all, it's just the weather is different. The environment is different, because KC is like in... There is a hotel, I think it's Hilton, and in front of the hotel is the tennis courts.
Oh,
and it's
wow.
all centered just for the biggest tournament. And they have, like, cool. mics. Yeah, no, it's actually, like, a nice setup. And so they have, like, everything, all the courts. We have res in every single court. It feels very professional. Like, it's true that college tennis and D1, it's, like, quite professional, and they're, like, nice. We have nice courts and nice, like... Not refs, because I cannot come refs, if I'm being honest. I always have fights with refs. Anyways. But we have, like, nice facilities. And KC is just, like, kind of a better step, mm-hmm. like, a better setup than, like, everything else. And you feel very professional. You feel like, wow, this is actually, like, collegiate tennis. Like, mm-hmm. crazy. So it feels like a very professional tournament. And they try their best to do it so that it seems like a professional tournament.
Yeah, nice weather, good crowd, good facility. Yeah. You love that. This is for both of you, so I'll start with Neef here. What are some of the things that you're doing to get yourself prepared for this weekend's championships?
Well, at least for me, because it's something that I've never experienced before, I think my mindset is kind of the same as I have been preparing for all of the other matches, because it's... As of right now, for me, nothing different. Like, it should be, you know, we're going in, we're playing these teams that we've already played before. We're just going in for another match. And so just focusing on, like, you know, we've had a couple matches in the past few weeks. And so just kind of taking a look back, reflecting, figuring out, you know, what's been working, what's some things that I need to improve on, and then just using these couple of practices that we have beforehand to really polish everything out and then be ready to kind of get to hit the ground running when we get in South Carolina.
That's awesome. It's a very mature answer for a freshman who played there before. That's great. And Ina, what about you?
I think getting used to, like, outdoors, because right now we've been going indoors, outdoors all the time.
Sure.
And now it's going to be outdoors no matter what. And yeah. kind of, like, adjusting to the temperature, adjusting to the winds, because you never know outdoors how it's going to do,
yeah.
how it's going to be. So I think we're just working more on, like, what can we encounter rather than how we are going to play. Like, it's true that when we play outdoors, our, like, game styles change, because it's, like, a slower pace, and you also, like, oh, the service is not going to be as good because it's not going to be, like, neutral. There's not going to... Like, indoors, there is no air.
Right.
So, basically, the ball goes where you want it to go for the most part. but outdoors, you have to, like, think, I know that there are gonna be many adversities. Mm-hmm. So, I think it's just, like, adjusting to, like, the climate and adjusting to, like, the type of game... that you're going to have to use, because not everything is going to go as you planned.
Right.
So kind of like dealing with that and preparing mentally like that.
Yeah. I'd say it's almost like more mental preparation than anything else. Like, cause you don't know going, okay, it might be like this, like the wind might not be yeah. as good one day or whatnot, but just more mentally going in beforehand, knowing like expect the worst and like hope for the best kind of deal.
Yeah. And then also now we know who are we going to play against, which is Like, we figured out maybe 2 hours ago.
Sure.
So we are going to play Villanova, and we played against them last week, last Tuesday.
Awesome.
So it's going to be back-to-back. And, I mean, they were tough, but definitely we had, like, a chance. We lost 5-2, was it?
Mm-hmm. The doubles point was really close.
The doubles point was very close, and then 3 singles matches were very close as well.
Okay.
So we could have won. So I think there's the excitement of, okay, we can beat them.
Yeah, you know, nothing to lose. Nothing to lose.
Yeah. So we have to, like, be fearless.
And, Niamh, do you argue with the referees as well, like Ina? Or is this just something that Ina does?
I mean, I would be lying if I said I haven't had a couple encounters. But
for sure.
I think it's only natural sometimes.
Of course. You're competitive. You get into it. You got it, bro. I get into it sometimes.
Like,
we all
do. No way.
Yes, absolutely. Like, that calls... hey, Bloop, that's off. That's off.
At least you've got, like... How many refs do you have per game?
3 usually. Yeah.
But, like, one...
One main area.
It's just like 6 courts, maybe 2 or 3 revs.
Oh, I didn't know it was like that.
Yeah. And
wait,
so they walk around. I actually can't. I get so annoyed because, like, they start calling balls that they're in very out, and you call them out, and they're like, no, that ball was in. I'm like, you did not see the ball.
Yeah.
Sir?
Wait, so you're saying that there's 6 courts.
Yeah.
And there's a referee, like, over here, and you're over here. That ref can call this?
No.
I think it's like this. So there's like 3 courts here. I'm drawing.
We're drawing diagrams here, everyone.
There's a ref here, I'm assuming, here and here.
Oh.
So, like,
and then one of the corners that
let's say we've got 6 courts. So let's divide courts like that. So
okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Ah, one for
so
okay,
like
yeah.
Maybe there is a ref here,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And another ref here.
Yep.
So a ref is controlling like 3 courts and the other one is controlling 3 courts.
Okay.
But sometimes they get stuck between courts and so they are looking for a point and then they...
Oh, that's crazy.
They
even
are
at Big East?
Big East, there is one
okay.
ref per court.
That's
so
good.
That's better. And
good.
Sometimes there is like line judges as well.
Wow.
Which is like they call when the balls are in and out. I'm like, finally, thank God.
So what I'm understanding is that the argument should be to a minimum for the Big East tournament.
Yeah. I hope so. I mean,
you never know, though. Like, bad calls are bad calls.
Yeah. I mean, I've had some bad encounters.
Now she's going to go out with a bang here. Just argument all the way through, yeah?
Yeah. I like, see, when I get very heated, I like arguing. It's just because every point matters.
Yeah.
That there is one point that I'm like, I'm going to hit this person, but I don't. And so instead, I argue.
Okay, we're gonna
but
wrap.
I'm not aggressive.
We're gonna wrap it up here. These are gonna be our last two. We're gonna start with Niamh. So, this being your first ever Big East Championship, what are one or two things that you're looking forward to the most?
I think tennis-wise, I'm looking forward to being in an environment that we know is going to be really competitive, that we have all of the Big East teams there, because there are definitely a couple that we haven't seen just because of the way schedules have worked out. So it'll be great to be able to be around everyone and kind of feel that energy and that competitive spirit. I think it will get us kind of hyped up as well at the same time. And then kind of off the court, I'm just really excited to, you know, have one final trip with the team. We've had such a great year and I think we've become really, really close overall. And so to be able to go on one more trip together where we can have fun and play some good tennis is just something that I know will end my year on a good note.
Yeah, beautiful. Ina, you got a 2-part question because you've been here for a while.
More.
You're ready?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you're looking forward into going into your last ever Big East championship, along with giving some advice to the young tennis players that you have here on your team going into their maybe first, second, so on Big East championship?
Personally, I just want to go there and enjoy one last match or last 2 matches, which are, we'll see how many.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go there, enjoy, and kind of like, if I can win, but at least like put the effort and put the commitment to like finish off with tennis in like a great note.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as like advice, I'm just going to say just enjoy it. Don't put pressure to yourself because at the end of the day, you're just there. You don't have to prove anything to anybody because they already recruited you and you're already here because of your talent and your tennis. So I would just say, go there, enjoy one last tournament, and yeah, just do whatever you know it's going to work, and be smart, and just enjoy the ride.
Beautifully said. So last question I have for both of you. It's one walk the plank question. Ina, you've been through the rigmarole of all the walk the plank questions we threw at you last time. Neef, during walk the plank, we ask shorter questions, really get to know you questions type of thing, like favorite color Gatorade or
rapid fire.
Gotcha.
I'm only going to give you one here. So Ina, I'm going to start with you. What is going to be your go-to pre-championship meal going into Thursday?
Whoa, I don't know. I have to say with carbonara pasta. That's a
beautiful
take.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. And Neef, for you, what is going to be your go-to pump-up song going into the tournament?
Ooh, right now probably 10:35 Tiesto.
Okay, there we go.
I played in the weight room sometimes.
Yeah, I love it. Always gets me pumped up.
There we go. Is there anything else you guys want to add before we just wrap things up here?
It's just stay tuned, you know?
Yeah, we will. We'll be watching.
Follow the WSOU crew. Prize on board.
Yeah. We'll be watching.
Justin and John are doing a great job here.
So. Thank you.
100%.
Thank you. We appreciate it. We'll be watching you on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Yeah? Okay, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. We'll make sure. So make sure you guys follow the women's tennis team as they take on their Big East Championship starting on Thursday at 9 a.m. Until next time, we'll see you later.